Today's Bible verse is Genesis 31:49. May the Lord keep his watch between you and me while we are away from each other. Today I want us to look back at an Old Testament story. It is a story of Jacob and his father-in-law Laban. Jacob made a deal with Laban to marry his daughter, but Laban tricked him and gave him the wrong daughter. He tried again and Laban kept changing the contract. Jacob was in a foreign land doing business. He was hired to take care of Laban's goat herds. After working for 10 years, Laban changed the agreement. Then he had to work another 10 years, but finally Jacob was able to have his own herd. The story of Jacob and Laban give us a great picture about how to deal with others. We should always be respectful and honor our agreements. When someone changes the deal, we have to be wise in the way we act towards them. The thing I want you to notice in this entire story, found in Genesis 29-31, is that God always blessed Jacob's work. Everything Jacob did was blessed by God. Some would even say that Jacob was favored. When we line up our lives with God, we line up our lives to follow God. Let me say that in a different way. When we commit our lives to live for God with all that we are and all that we have, we can't help but be guided by God. Jacob was a trickster, and this is how he got his birthright. Here we see him being tricked by Laban. Yet even in the middle of his hardship, he knew that God was in control. Look at the end of verse 42. God literally stepped in. God rebuked Laban in a dream for what he was doing to Jacob. God warned Laban not to mess with Jacob anymore. God has our back. He is here for us when times get tough in business. It is at those times that we must rest in God and trust in him to guide us. Jacob could have left at any time, but he did not leave Laban's land until God told him to do so. He waited for an additional 10 years until God gave him the go-ahead. How long do you wait for God to give you direction? We live in a microwave society and we want everything this minute. God does not work on our time frame. We must work on his time frame. In your business, truly seek out God. Look for his direction and don't make a move until God gives you the go-ahead. Yes, we have brains and we can act in wisdom, but make sure our wisdom is rooted in God's direction and not our own. In the meantime, may the Lord keep watch between you and me when we are away from each other. Genesis 31:49. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.